this week we're gonna tell about a time when we didn't want to do something in the starting of the week, but later on instead we just got it done. And one time there was a whole lot of weeds in our garden, and I didn't want to get them done. I didn't feel like doing them because it was all wet, and I just went out there and got it done. And that taught me to just do it, and then the weeds won't get bigger yet.
Well, one thing that I thought is that, this whole deal that we're going through now, you know, we always like to come to church and see everybody, but it's just how we, what God has made it that way, that, and so we just have to accept it and go along.
This week, my dad gave me a job, and I wanted to remember it, but here I forgot part of it, and then when he came out, it was still not done, and so I'm trying to do better at that.
There, a little while back, there was some buildup of rabbit manure and stuff like that on the bottom of our rabbit tree, and it's a real, real hard job, just hard to get it done, just real messy, and I didn't feel like doing it, but I knew that just we're going to have to do it anyway sometime, and the longer I wait, the worse it's going to get, so there wasn't really any choice.
We had some strawberry plants that froze before we could plant them, and we decided to plant them anyway to see if any would survive. And I didn't really want to plant them, but we planted them, and they all survived.
Morning, everybody. Good to see you all. Something happened about a week after, or actually right before the quarantine was issued. It happened to me, and it was something very unexpected. It happened in the blink of an eye, and it shook me up. But okay, we were working at Golden in a little restaurant. It's right next to a museum there in Golden, and the restaurant used to be run by an old man. Well, the old man passed away, and so somebody else bought the restaurant and hired Owen and us to redo the roof. And anyway, so we were taking all the nails out of the old metal. We got all the nails out, and only one of those panels was taken off of the roof, and it was in the middle of the roof. I didn't know it. There was this insulation underneath. It's about that thick, and it's a board kind of foam, and it had a reflective material on top, so it looked metallic. And so that sheet of metal that was taken off, it only revealed the insulation that was below it that had a metallic coating on it. And so I was kind of being a little goofy because I was about to get off the roof, and I was just kind of like swinging these two hammers like this and just kind of walking along. And so we started taking a few pictures, you know, a few poses with hammers and stuff. And then this is not funny, but I'm swinging these hammers along, and then all of a sudden, I mean, no warning at all, I stepped right through that insulation, and I'm falling like this. The hammers are on either side of me, and then I'm going down. That's all I know. I crumbled through the solid surface. I thought I was stepping on it, wasn't solid, and I just thought, I'm falling. I stayed completely calm, like not a bit of energy was raised in my blood. I just thought, well, I'm falling, and it happened in slow motion, complete slow motion. And so I was falling, so I fall through that initial insulation, and I looked down. That was my first impulse, to look down, but to keep like this. And I'm looking down, and I go through a hanging ceiling frame that doesn't have tiles in it, because it was the old one. It was higher than the final one that would lead me into the the lower floor of the building. And I just crashed through this suspended ceiling and break it. And so then I'm going, that didn't hurt me. I'm falling more, and I'm looking down at the final ceiling, and it's got just a whole network of wires and stuff on it. And I was just thinking, I hope I don't get electrocuted by the wires or impaled by what lies beyond that ceiling. And so somehow I landed in such a way on those wires that they cradled me as I busted through the hanging ceiling and the tiles, and just kind of like gently lowered me. And then I touched down, my left foot just kind of maybe a little bit hard, but not that hard. I ended up in this dim kitchen. There was appliances all around me, and I looked up, and I just see this dim light of the hole I fell through. It was a perfect hole, just like about that. And I see this figure, and I'm just like, I was just in a daze. I can't believe I'm not hurt, you know. And I thank God right there, because that could have been really bad. And it was Corbin. He had chased me down into that hole and was standing on the top of that wall where the final hanging ceiling was constructed. And he was already standing on that wall before I had fallen through that ceiling. And I don't know how I did that, but anyway. So then I heard a bunch of people way up there, and I just shouted up, I was like, I'm all right, you know. And I went up there to talk to the guys and told them I was okay, and they examined me, and I only had a bruise right here, that's all I had, and a scratch on my arm. But I just thought, I did not want to do that, you know. But it happened anyway, and God protected me through it, and it taught me to look, you know, if you get to where you're not, I don't know, you can get used to being up there in places that are dangerous and not remember that you could be seconds away from a serious accident, you know. It also made me think about how little control we have in our lives, and how these things are just coming at us. And the only thing we can do is trust God, and that's the only thing that's gonna give us peace. And that's the only thing we have control over, is trusting God. So I guess my whole point is, we're not going to want to go through a lot of things in life, but we're going to go through them anyway, and we might as well learn to trust God while we're going through them. So, Lord bless you all.
This week, I was filling up ruts in our yard, and it was kind of hard, but it needed done, so I just tried to have a good attitude about it. Made it a lot easier.
I just busted the dishes, but I didn't want to. I learned if you do a jibber attitude, you'll get done faster.
A while ago, it was really rainy, and we had to go out and do chores, and I didn't really want to. But we went out and got them done anyway. And I learned that if you just wait around, it gets even harder.
A couple times this week, there was a job where you think about it and you're just not really looking forward to it, but it needs done and you just gotta do it even though it's not what you want to do. And it's just do it and get it done. It's really not that bad while you're doing it. That's when it was when you're like looking at it.
Tuesday at the sow barn in the evening it rained. It rained for most of the cow sale during the night. And not really what I wanted to do, but I put myself outside in the rain and opened the gates for the cattle, and so no one else had to stand out there in the rain. I just stood out there and got everything else somebody else's take that.
I had a job a couple weeks ago, Saturday, that Dad wanted me to go do, and
I didn't want to do it because it was on a weekend, and that was the day that I got to work on my knives and stuff, but I went ahead and went and did it after a little bit of argument. But anyway, I got it done, and then I realized while I was doing it that this elderly lady is going to need it done whether I want to do it or not, so I might as well get it done for her. She might have something that she needs to go do or some doctor appointment, so I just went ahead and got it done. It made me realize that if I don't want to do it, I mean, they're going to need it done whether I want to do it or not, one way or the other. So,
just stuff on the farm or the cell barn, there's just stuff you don't necessarily want to do, you'd rather do something else. But if you neglect something that needs to be done, like fixing fence or shutting the gate, kids get mixed up or they get out on the road or something. So it's just always just to take the extra step and just do it anyway, even though if you don't really want to do it.